1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time, 751. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing quite well. I'm literally in the car driving with my Bluetooth. I am not breaking any laws. Driving to the legislative breakfast with the United Way at Town Hall.
All right. They usually give you topics to talk about. Is that the case again this year?
Yeah, I mean, they want to talk about the child tax credit. They want to talk about affordable housing. They want to talk about what measures we're looking at to alleviate poverty or concerns related to working families.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the new session. What are your anticipations for it?
Well, you know, it looked like there was an attempt to go forward with the electric vehicles in an early session. So I was expecting it called in January, and that seemed to have failed. I think there's concerns about whether we're advancing too rapidly on the electric vehicles and the zero carbon. Now, the vehicles were ultimately going to be hybrids, which I think the majority of the population will embrace over the next 10 to 20 years. So I don't think the regulation was too heavy, but I think that may gum us up a little bit at the beginning of the session. Apart from that, there's a couple of measures I'm trying to bring forward on commerce that should be pro-business. So I don't see a really heavy session. This typically is a session where we try to make the budget fit, right? It's the second year of a biennial budget. So we'll be doing measures or motions to try to make that budget fit.
Okay. Will you remain on the same committees you served the last 2 years?
Well, traditionally, Tony, to correct you, the assignments happen at the beginning of the biennium. So I've been assigned for 2 years as Commerce Chair. So I finished my first year, and next year will be this January will be my second year. So I'm looking forward to chairing again. There's usually no changes in those cases.
Okay.
So this year I'll get the same committees.
What are your goals for the session?
Well, we've been holding hearings all summer, lest people think we weren't working. And those have been informational meetings regarding State Historic Preservation Office. I'm looking to try to fix some of the practices of the Historic Preservation Office as they relate to business development. I'm trying to speed along the decision processing to get some old factories rebuilt and rehabbed for either housing or industrial or commercial operation. A lot of our larger or medium-sized towns have an industrial past. They have a lot of buildings that are essentially off the tax rolls and are in a state of disrepair. I'm looking to get funding for remediation and to get those buildings back on the tax rolls. I mean, the better that we can move the state forward economically, the less the tax burden on the residents of Fairfield County. So I'm looking at anything I can do to try to move economic growth in the state.
All right. So speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, the income tax cut took effect at the beginning of the year. Your thoughts on that? Is it enough, not enough, too much, or what?
It's never enough, as they say. It was just right to manage our budgetary goals, and we'll have to see what our revenue take, what the demands are from the state to see whether there's any potential for increasing the tax cuts. But I think it sends a powerful signal in the tri-state area that we rolled back taxes and we were still able to balance the budget. So I'm one, holding fast to that and potentially increasing that if the balance sheet allows, sends great signals for both businesses and individuals who are looking to move to the state. You know, we saw for the first time in a decade population increase, I think of about 56,000 people, and our tax revenues are going up on the back of sales tax revenue and income tax revenue. If that continues, you know, then there's always the possibility of further tax cuts.
All right, let's talk about a local issue here. Graffiti and train underpasses, is that right? Or overpasses?
Yes, well, it's less the underpasses than, if you will, the largest point of contention that I see is between exits 3 and 4. And you see it from 95 across 95 across the train track, basically backing up to Davis Avenue. What we need to do is we need to get the MTA to come in and paint those graffiti posts away. The second piece of that is we need to figure out how we can inhibit, either through plantings or other types of measures, to kind of take away that canvas, if you will. So we met with the MTA yesterday, the three state reps, the senator, and the Department of Public Works, to talk about seeing what we could do to remedy that.
All right, and then finally, what are your expectations for, next Tuesday's RTM meeting?
Well, I think the biggest issue that got the town in a dizzy, if you will, is the noise ordinance. My expectations or hope is that we pass a noise ordinance, because I think the general population is ready for some noise relief from the leaf blowers. So I'm hoping we move forward on something on the leaf blowers. We'll find out how the general RTM is set up. I mean, it's basically a new crowd in town. But I think the general population, after what the noise we listen to all through the fall season, which is understandable but annoying, I think you can expect to see some reaction from the population in relation to trying to make our summer months quieter and our lawns and our yards more usable.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, let you get inside and grab a bagel or something, but I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure, Tony. You take care.
That is State Representative Stephen Meskers joining me second.